Now we come to the end of the life of King David. And there's something you recognize as you see the life of David, something that you can't miss, is that although Saul had been anointed king, that God had removed his hand from Saul. And he put his hand upon David, King David. And he guided the life of David. He protected him from Saul through all of the trials and tribulations and the huntings that Saul had brought upon him. But you also notice that David not only came into the kingdom, but God was protecting him through every situation and circumstance that David had encountered. And to me, it's incredible. Because remember, David never pushed for a position. David never had it his goal or his desire to be the king of Israel. It was something that God had called him to do. And although Saul was trying to hold on to it, remember one of his sons, Absalom, had tried to take it away from him, and David was constantly under attack by those around him, that God always had his hand of protection upon David, and now David is coming to the end of his life. And we begin this new book, Book of 1 Kings. And what happens here is that we have the account of the kings of Israel. The author is not known. It covers about a 300-year span. It covers from the life of Solomon all the way to Jehoiakim, the king of Jerusalem, when Babylon came into Jerusalem and took the nation into captivity. So we have a record in 1 Kings and in 2 Kings of all the kings that preceded David and Solomon. It also leaves a record for the nation of Israel as well as for us as to why they went into captivity. Now remember, it's going to be some 300 years later now that Babylon's going to come into Israel and to Jerusalem, and he's going to take the nation into captivity. And the question would come up, well, why would God allow that to happen if these are God's chosen people? Why would God turn his back on his people? And we find out that it wasn't God who turned his back on his people, but it was his people who turned their back on God. They had forsaken God. They had begun to worship all of the idols. They began to fall into all kinds of immorality. They began to pursue the pleasures and the desires of their own desires and their own will, rather than saying, God, we want to follow your way and your commandments. And so it's amazing that we have this record of all of the immorality that took place in Israel, with the exception of a few kings. There's a few kings in here that really stand out. Hezekiah being one of them, Josiah, and we'll be able to take a look at their lives and how they made a difference in the kingdom. In chapter 1, we pick off right where 2 Samuel left off. David is old. The scripture tells us he's about 70 years old at this time. And David is very sick. David is really on his deathbed. And once again, we're going to find out as we read this first chapter that another one of his sons is attempting to take the position of king upon himself. Instead of waiting for God to make that decision, instead of knowing what God said and saying, okay, that's what I'm going to do, that he tries to put himself into power. Now watch what happens when we kind of pick it up here in chapter 1, verse 1 of 1 Kings. Now King David was old. He was advanced in his years, and they put covers on him, and he could not get warm. It seems to be something at old age when you're failing, when you're getting weak, that you become very, cold all the time. Some of you are shivering right now. I won't go there. Verse 2. Therefore, his servant said to him, let a young woman, a virgin, be sought for our Lord the king, and let her stand before the king, and let her care for him, and let her lie in your bosom, that our Lord the King may be warm. So they sought for a lovely young woman throughout all the territory of Israel and found Abishag, the Shunammite, and brought her to the king. Now David is really in his deathbed. And David's shivering and they can't keep him warm, so they begin to, you know, search for a young woman who had no responsibilities, no commitments. And they find a very beautiful woman. It's Abishag the Shunammite. Now there's some scholars, some commentators believe that this same Abishag the Shunammite is the Shulamite in the Song of Solomon, who Solomon fell in love with. As you remember the Song of Solomon, he starts talking all mushy and everything. Do you remember that part? I don't read that chapter. You know, that's the only book I haven't did a systematic teaching through. And I know one of these days I'm going to have to. And it's just so much mushy stuff, you know. You start to see Solomon, his love for a woman. And so this woman is brought to King David. And it says in verse 4, this young woman was very lovely. She cared for the king. She served him. But the king did not know her. Now, this isn't a concubine of his. This isn't a wife of his. This is just a woman who's taking care of and serving the king in his old age. And so what happens is you start to see that King David is ready to leave the scene. And not only does David aware of it, but so are all of those in the kingdom aware of it. And one of his sons, by the name of Adonijah, the son of Haggith, he begins to take action. Notice with me in verse 5. It says, "And Adonijah, the son of Haggith, exalted himself, saying, 'I will be king.' And he prepared for himself chariots and horsemen and 50 men to run before him. And his father had not rebuked him at any time by saying, 'Why have you done so?' He was also very good looking, and his mother had borne him after Absalom." Now it's interesting that you start to see the heart of Adonijah. Because, number one, he begins to exalt himself. You see, anytime someone has a heart where they're trying to promote self, it's really a heart of pride. You see, also exaltation, the scripture tells us in Psalm 75, let me read you a section of Psalm 75, verses 1 through 6 or 1 through 7. Watch this. If you have your Bible, turn there. Because I think it's a neat chapter. It says, "To the chief musician set to Do Not Destroy, a psalm of Asaph, a song. We give thanks to you, O God, we give thanks. For your wondrous works declare that your name is near. When I choose the proper time, I will judge uprightly. The earth and all its inhabitants are dissolved, and I set up its pillars firmly, Selah. I said," watch this, "I said to the boastful, 'Do not deal boastfully.' And to the wicked, 'Do not lift up the horn. Do not lift up your horn on high. Do not speak with a stiff neck.'" Hey, don't talk in pride. But watch what he says. Look at this. "For exaltation comes neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge. He puts down one and he exalts another." You see, there's something that's happened in the life of Adonijah, is that he really is trying to exalt himself. Self-exaltation. And the Bible tells us that man can never exalt himself. If there's any exaltation, it has to come from the Lord. That God's the one who puts up and God's the one who takes down. And what's amazing is that as you go back to the scriptures, you find out that the same attitude was in Satan. Satan wanted to be like the Most High. He put himself in a position of authority. And it tells us in the book of Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12, it's a whole reference to Satan. And notice what God says concerning Satan, how you have fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning, how you are cut down to the ground, you are weakened, you have weakened the nations, for you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God, I will sit on the mount of the congregation of the farthest sides of the north, and I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. You see, Satan was self-exalting. And this Adonijah had that same heart, that pride had overtaken him, and the account had been given to us in Scripture. He says, I will, just like Satan. The five I wills, I will be king. And it's always a dangerous place for man to try to exalt himself. That he has to really be waiting on the Lord. He has to allow God to be the one.